More than 3,000 election monitors are tracking the count from the most closely watched election in Togo. The head of an 80-member EU monitoring team, Fiona Hall, says there were some problems on Sunday with the new sticker system of verifying ballots. Observers said some polls in the capital ran out of stickers, which led to delays.
I think that the logistical difficulties that there were over the stickers really were because of the fact that it was a fairly last-minute decision to have it, and perhaps it was inevitable that there would be one or two hiccups.
The leading opposition party, Union of Forces for Change, had pushed to verify the ballots with poll workers' signatures, a plan opposed by the ruling party, Rally for the Togolese People. Burkina Faso's president, Blaise Compaoré, suggested using stickers as a compromise and flew in 3 million just days before the election. Mr. Compaoré had mediated an agreement between the opposition and ruling party after Togo's deadly presidential poll in 2005 that sent tens of thousands fleeing. Election Monitor Hall says even though some polls did not have enough stickers, people were still able to vote. But the spokesman for the Union of Forces for Change, Jean Eclos, says he fears ballots for the opposition will be invalidated because of the stickers. Eclos says the party is on guard because in recent elections, the results have not reflected the will of voters. Since Togo introduced a multi-party system in the early 1990s, elections have been marred by accusations of fraud, security crackdowns, and bloodshed. EU Election Monitor Hall says Sunday's poll is proceeding better than past elections.
I think given that human beings are not perfect, it's probably not possible to have a perfect election. The important thing is to have an election which overall is very firmly going well, and I think that's where we are at the moment.
But she says it is still too early to evaluate the election. President Faure Gnassingbé has said he is committed to a transparent election and will do everything possible to convince skeptics. The Electoral Commission has said results will be available Wednesday at the earliest. More than 2,000 candidates from 32 parties and some independents are vying for 81 positions. The European Union and other donors have said they will only consider investing more in Togo if it can hold a free and fair election. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.